This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Showtimers one and all. It is 7 minutes past six. You are listening to Showtime with me, Ella, only on University Radio Nottingham. I can only apologise for the slight awkwardness.
Issue.
Yeah, there have been some major technical difficulties going on today. The buttons that play the music aren't working. There aren't any headphones, so I've had to steal a pair that are really tinny and don't really work properly. I turned to sunny afternoon temporarily for all day and all of the night before going into what is tonight's resident show, Kinky Boots, with Step One. Now, as you can probably hear, I am joined again by PR Abby.
Hello.
Tonight renamed Rational Abby because she is the one getting me through all of the things that have been going wrong.
Mainly through ignorance, because I'm not entirely certain how to solve any of the problems, but I'm just like, okay, it's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
All chill. We'll just play Joseph many, many times.
Yeah,
you know.
There was a bit of an issue, and thank you so much to my friend Alistair for sorting that out.
Shout out.
Big shout out to him. I couldn't have done that without him. And there was a point where I'm like, I'm just going to play Joseph Megamix for the entire show, just again and again and again for the entire show. But we do not need that. We do have a cracking playlist lined up tonight in what is unfortunately the last show of the term.
Aww.
Which is really sad. I wish it had started better for the last show of the term.
I think it's a sign. It's like, okay, so you've done really well every single week. So here, just have lots of problems to show you can deal with them. And
see,
then...
I've got written in my notes, don't worry, we're going out with a bang. There may literally be a bang when things go horribly wrong. As I said, opening tonight was Kinky Boots. Basically, last week I decided I was going to pick one of the big shows from the Oliviers and start and end the show with that. Last week it was Gypsy, tonight it is Kinky Boots. So if you enjoyed that, stay tuned for another hit at the end of the show. And if you didn't like that,
still stay tuned anyway. Stay tuned up until right the end, and then you can just
leave.
We won't even be here anyway, so
no,
what is
we'll
the
have
point?
Left the studio. Now, Kinky Boots is up for Best New Musical, Best Actor in a Musical for both Cillian Donnelly and Matt Henry. If you haven't seen the clip of them being interviewed together, go and watch it. It's on the URN Showtime Facebook page. It is adorable. And it's also up for Best Supporting Actress for Amy Lennox. I haven't seen it, I'll admit.
I went to Toronto over Christmas because of the Canada thing, and we were walking out, and outside one of the theatres there were just massive pair of red shiny boots, which it looks amazing.
Which we were then talking about because the boots annoy me because one is longer than the other to make the
incorrect anatomy, but
it really
amazing like to see in the street.
It's a great logo, but it just bugs me. But anyway, there is more from that later. Now, up next is an absolutely classic song from an absolutely classic musical. This show is up for Best Actress, Best Actor and Best Revival of a Musical at the Oliviers. It speaks for itself entirely, so without further ado, hopefully, because we're having to improvise slightly, hopefully here is Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls. Now, next up is a show that is set to do really well at the Oliviers. It's Bend It Like Beckham, a musical based on the 2002 film, which I watched in an RE lesson.
Why?
I don't know.
You were just like, oh, well,
we didn't really do much RE, I'll admit.
Well, once in our RE, we all got to lie on the floor meditating in inverted commas. So to be honest, I can't really fault the Bend It Like Beckham lesson.
The main lesson I remember from year 9 RE was we watched a film about the Holocaust in Hungarian.
Ooh,
on one of those tiny televisions they have at the front of classrooms. So none of us could read it.
Wow, what an experience.
It was bizarre. Anyway, we watched Bend It Like Beckham as well on a bigger screen, and we could all understand it because it's in English, fortunately. Now, it is up for Best New Musical, Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress at the Oliviers. It's had nothing but rave reviews and everybody seems to love it. Apart from me, I haven't been that taken by any of the songs that I've heard. And I think that is genuinely just because I haven't heard that many
maybe
of them
maybe it's
yet.
Like RE conditioning as well, so you just associate it with RE and you're like, school,
maybe that's it,
maybe not for me.
I am really hoping that they'll do a performance of some of the songs at the Oliviers just to give me a chance to see a bit more of it, because
it being performed,
yeah,
and stuff.
Everyone has loved it, and so I'm sure I will too when I finally get around to seeing a bit more of it. Anyway, you can judge for yourself. Here is Glorious. Now, I feel really awful saying this, but I also haven't seen the next show that I'm about to play. Like, it's really bad right now.
You've seen a lot of shows, so I think it's okay that you haven't seen all of them ever, including the ones that are, like, new, apart from this one isn't new. But like,
this one isn't new, but it is the best new musical for some reason, because, well, it opened again last year. So no, I haven't seen it, but what I have done is listen to the soundtrack on loop many, many times. And if you cast your minds back to last year, you may well remember me admitting that I sing the song Breathe from In the Heights in the shower. It's a really good shower singing song. Seriously, try it at home, people. It's brilliant. Unfortunately, I'm not playing that song tonight, but this song, Blackout, it's on the same show, In the Heights. It opened up again in London about the same time that I played Breathe last year. So obviously
you're on trend,
yeah,
really.
Or psychic, or in control of what shows go on in London.
Maybe.
One of the above.
What a great thing to have, because you could just control whatever you wanted to be,
yeah,
like,
just, I'm going down to London this weekend and want something to see. This is the song I'm going to play.
There you go.
I don't think that works. I wish it did.
I wish it did.
If I had a superpower, it would be controlling the shows on in
London's
West End.
It's a very niche superpower, but then at least no one else could have it, so...
It's true. But yeah, as I said, In the Heights is up for Best New Musical and Best Supporting Actor for the glorious David Bedella. Love him. Now, this is a song that closes the first act of the show, so it's a really big kind of chaotic number, but it is great. Here is Blackout from In the Heights. Now, next up is a show which actually isn't nominated for anything at the Olivias this year, but it's just made the news because it's been announced that Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Dolls and Cats fame, for all you musical lovers, rather than pop culture, musical lovers, Nicole Scherzinger is going to be starring in a TV remake of Dirty Dancing.
Ooh.
And in the wake of things like Grease Live, I thought this would be a good thing to cover temporarily.
Who is she going to be?
Penny, the...
older sister,
the dancer. I've only seen it once, and I've slept through part of it. But the dancer who dances with Patrick Swayze.
Okay, yeah.
And then inches. I forget the plot of Dirty Dancing.
We're gonna watch it. I'll drag you to watch it.
But what I do love, I love this song. This is my favorite song. This is basically my favorite scene in the movie. This is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's basically one of my favorite songs on Strictly Come Dancing. Great routine. Google it, people. Chris Hollins, show dance, fantastic number. Sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, that's been the point. I was pointing towards me because it's about the Houseman family, and I am Abigail Houseman. So I'm just like, I have a personal connection to, like, I just feel
you
the
heard
show.
It here first, people. Dirty Dancing is about Abby's family. You may be interested to know then that Dirty Dancing, while not being at the Olivias, is touring the UK this year. It's one of the many, 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 many shows touring the UK this year. It kicks off in Blackpool, I think, in August, and it's going literally everywhere apart from Nottingham.
Aww.
Which is a shame. It may yet come to Nottingham. There's loads that never announce all the.
It better do.
It doesn't announce Nottingham, and then suddenly it goes, oh, it's Nottingham.
All of it, because then you can see all the musical, and then you'll know what's going on, which is great.
I do want to watch the musical. It looks good. So at home, grab a partner and get ready to twist and mash potato, because here is Do You Love Me. Woo indeed. That was Do You...
You can't hear it, so I was like, okay, well, that's clearly how the song ends.
That song ended with a woo. It was quite a sudden end after the woo, but I'm not going to get back into that last week.
Yep,
that was bad.
Moving on.
That was Do You Love Me from the London stage show of Dirty Dancing. Now, very exciting news, everybody. I don't need to tell you that I love Jekyll and Hyde. You are all aware of that. I haven't shut up about it in weeks. I'm sure you could all have some sort of drinking or bingo game.
Amazing.
Bad idea in
bad
the studio.
Idea.
At home. Bingo every time I say Jekyll and Hyde. There's going to be a lot of them tonight. Now, this is the last of it, don't worry, because Jekyll and Hyde is on in Nottingham at the Arts Theatre next week from the 23rd to the 26th. So I basically went along and crashed one of their rehearsals this week and got some sound bites and some interviews with the lead cast members. So here is what happened.
I am Curtis and I'm playing Jekyll and Hyde, who are two very conflicting characters, but in the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So Jekyll is a scientist trying to find a way to separate the evil from man. And in doing so, he creates an evil character, Hyde, who is himself, but has this nastiness and this maliciousness about him. But he's very fun. He's having fun, and he's enjoying life. Where Jekyll is struggling, having a mental breakdown.
I'm Lauren. I'm playing Lucy. Lucy's a prostitute, and she basically works in the Red Rat, and she just lives to get money and lives to get by, and then she's never really known anything as deep as love, and then she meets Jackal. And she meets Jackal and she's not used to like these deeper feelings that have kind of got past a wall, and yeah, she starts falling for him and gets scared and sees kindness in him really and safety. And it's about her journey with him really in their relationship.
What are your favourite songs to sing in the show?
I think for me, playing Lucy, I think one of the biggest ones is A New Life. That is just literally like a declaration of like, gone past the wall, this is what she wants, this is what she, you know, expects of the rest of her life. She gives that. And then I think the biggest duet has to be, for me, Dangerous Games.
It's always a good one.
Yeah, that's killer. I love that song because it's just starting off dead calm and dead kind of flirty, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's like...
My favourite song, personally, out of character, my favourite song would probably have to be In His Eyes.
Yeah.
I love that song with the duet between Lucy
because
and
Anna.
Because
you've got two girls fighting over you. That's why.
That's the only reason. Challenges of being in this production?
For me, vocally, vocally, it's really challenging. I mean, acting is a whole different planet. But vocally in itself, all the songs are big sings. There's not really any mellow songs.
Get much time off in this.
No, they are big songs, and vocally, probably the hardest thing for me, really.
Yeah.
The most challenging thing though would be song confrontation.
Yeah.
Because I am singing as both characters at the same time, and you're flipping from one to another within seconds, and that takes it out of you big time.
Question: why should people come and see this show?
Wow, well, there's such a diverse cast, age range, and vocally, it's going to be quality. It really is. I'm really looking forward to it because every time I hear the ensemble sing,
yeah,
I've just got a big grin on my face because they are great, and most of them are under the age of 16, so it's really good.
And it's a really good story. Really, really good songs. Takes you on a big journey. I think it's wicked. You can really relate to every single character because they develop really well. So yeah. Lots of energy in this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's like sinking your teeth into a book.
Yeah.
Once you watch it, you want to see what happens at the end. You're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
It'll be a spectacle. It really will.
That was my interview with the cast of Jekyll and Hyde. Thank you so much to Lauren and Curtis for talking to me, and to everybody involved in the production for letting me sit in on their rehearsal. And thank you also to Luke, who's on after me, for organising me going along and crashing the rehearsal. It was brilliant. It was really good.
If you like Luke, you can also go see him because he's in the show.
Yeah, he's playing Danvers in the show. And excellent segue, because excellent segue. What was I going to say? What I was going to say was that Jekyll and Hyde is on at the Nottingham Arts Theatre from the 23rd to the 26th of March. Tickets available online at www.nottingham-theatre.co.uk. Just Google Jekyll and Hyde Nottingham and it'll bring it up. Do go see it because it's looking really good. Round of applause there. That was brilliant.
An amazing song. Sorry, there you go.
I love it. That was In His Eyes from Jekyll and Hyde, which is on in Nottingham from the 23rd to the 26th of March. Do go and see it if you're not in Nottingham.
You didn't hear it the first
times.
These are the dates.
I'm trying to get through the bingo card for all the people playing along, but I'm taking these headphones off because they're awful to talk in, so I don't know what anything sounds like, but it sounds better to my own ears.
We're both deaf in this situation, so hopefully this sounds okay.
Don't say blind. Already none of the buttons are working, just pressing things aimlessly. We now move on to yet another classic hit. I genuinely cannot believe that this hasn't been nominated for anything at this year's Olivier's. It's Funny Girl, which is just coming to the end of a record-breaking run at the Many Air Chocolate Factory in London and is about to transfer to the Savoy Theatre for a limited run from April to October. It's currently starring the wonderful Sheridan Smith as the lead. Love her as well. She's fantastic. But for you tonight, here is the original Fanny Price, the one, the only. It's Barbra Streisand with Don't Rain on My Parade. Another round of applause there.
I worked out that radio is really great for singing along and stuff.
Oh,
because we've got the microphone, so you can properly go for it. It's amazing.
I'm convinced that one day I'm going to forget to turn the microphones down and all the people at home will be able to hear it. It's just me singing along, slightly out of tune.
Really and then going louder and quieter as you dance around the studio. Like.
Brilliant. That, of course, was Barbra Streisand with Don't Rain on My Parade from the 1964 production of Funny Girl. And don't pretend that you at home weren't singing along with bits of that as well.
Because everyone knows it.
It's everyone knows.
Brilliant. You just know the words.
Even if you just, as I was saying, even if you just know it from Mrs. Doubtfire, everybody
or
knows it.
Even Glee.
Now it is coming up to 8:07. All the numbers went in my head because we have been in 20 seconds. It is 8 minutes exactly to seven. Other people might go for 6:51 right now.
Possibly.
Whatever time you want to go for. It's time for my penultimate song of the Aww. Evening. We return once again to the Olivier's for this. This is Mrs. Henderson Presents, a musical based on the 2005 film with Judi Dench, which is in turn based on the true story of Laura Henderson and London's Windmill Theatre. I unfortunately haven't got enough time to go into much more detail than that, so if you want to find out more, just Google it. You know,
as always,
watch the film, go see the musical, ask a passing stranger. It's a good way to start a conversation on the bus. Just go up and be like, hey, have you seen Mrs. Henderson Presents?
And
do you know what it's about?
No, then get Google up and you can both learn
together. You can sing along, make friends. It'll be wonderful. What I can tell you is that it is up for Best New Musical, Best Actor, Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for Emma Williams, who is about to perform this next song. Here is If Mountains Were Easy to Climb. That was If Mountains Were Easy to Climb from Mrs. Henderson Presents, performed there by Emma Williams, who is nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Not all of the other awards I mentioned.
All the
I'm
ones
sorry.
Have other people and, like, the entire show rather than...
I realised that the way I read it was not particularly
clear.
You
can see
the
punctuation there, unfortunately.
I just start reading punctuation out. That was absolutely beautiful.
Full stop.
And that... On a rather inspirational note, I think, rather than the usual sarcasm.
Which now sounds sarcastic now that you've said it.
Yeah, forget that I said that. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of tonight's show and the end of this term. I will, of course, be back after Easter. I think it's the 24th of April, we decided. Make a note in your calendars, 24th of April. I would be back Sunday evening, 6 p.m.
Alternatively, like the Facebook page and get all of the updates and
That's
all
true.
Of the information to you.
There
directly.
We go. PR Abby doing her work again.
You know, I've got to earn my keep.
That's the only reason she's here.
Yeah.
So do like the Facebook page.
And then you can listen
to be part of the Showtime family.
And while we're off air.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's Showtimers. Showtimers family. Now, as promised, we open with Kinky Boots. We will close with Kinky Boots. This is the finale number, so it's big, it's bright, it's beautiful. This is...
Just like Showtime.
Just like Showtime. Nice.
Thank you.
New slogan!
Yay!
This is Raise You Up / Just Be. Have a wonderful time, everybody, and I will see you all after Easter.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.